Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
With Gregory Cobbley, editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs, and a very, very happy Australian from Western Australia, which is the home, we're told, of Pillar 1 of AUKUS. Pillar 2 is to be determined, but is technology and uncrewed technology. Along the way, however, there are conversations underway, and I need Gregory's interpretation. The President of the Philippines, Mr. Marcos, the Prime Minister of Japan, Mr. Kishida, in Washington last week for conversations about, we can presume, AUKUS, and yet I'm not sure how that fits altogether. We're also told that South Korea, in conversation with Japan last year at Camp David, that may fit into AUKUS. What is the big thinking about AUKUS? Is it growing in its acronyms, or is this a series of bilaterals with the U.S. that we'll all knit together?
It's not just a series of bilaterals with the U.S. It's a series of bilaterals with Australia and with the U.K. separately. Japan, for example, has extensive bilateral technology transfer agreements, particularly relating to the sixth generation fighter, which the U.K. and Japan and Italy are jointly building. The pillar one of AUKUS was to get the question of Australia's submarine program underway, with the transfer of nuclear propulsion technologies going to Australia. That's underway, and that's the core, if you like, of bringing the three powers together, the US, UK, and Australia. However, that's one thing which other powers are not necessarily going to be involved in. Now, there's no suggestion yet that any other countries will be full partners of AUKUS at this stage. Japan certainly has a working relationship with all three of the AUKUS countries, and a deep one, and that will expand further. Yes, AUKUS was discussed with Prime Minister Kishida and President Biden in their meetings last week, and so too was it discussed, from what we understand, with Philippine President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. President Marcos has been also strong in his support for AUKUS and the Philippine relationship with AUKUS, saying that this is a pillar of security in the region. And so that's always been encouraging. And even President Marcos's predecessor was very supportive of AUKUS. Now we find that Indonesia also is starting to appreciate the value of AUKUS, even though it doesn't really seem happy yet as to whether a modus vivendi can be introduced to allow Australian nuclear-powered submarines through the Southeast Asian Straits controlled by Indonesia. The reality is, though, that this is not only reflecting the fact that AUKUS is showing a coherent capability to expand, to provide reassurance, a security reassurance to the Southeast Asian nations. And this is particularly a reflection also of the decline of the capability of the People's Republic of China because of their economic implosion and because of doubts about the capabilities of the People's Liberation Army. And the region is preparing for a post-China scenario, in a sense.
Was the Philippines participating? Was that anticipated? Because that looks like a major piece of the puzzle. We have 30 seconds, Gregory.
It is not participating in an AUKUS sense. It has been conducting bilateral and multilateral discussions with Australia, Japan, and the U.S. on military operations, logistics, basing, and the like. So that's a separate deal. Yes, it ties in with AUKUS, but it is a separate deal.
Right.
The Philippines don't have much power in that regard.
Gregory Cobbley, I'm John Pratt.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
L-E-T-E-F-E-R-E. Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Chances are, you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info, and if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.